Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. What time is it? It's Movie Monday. Hey, what did y'all watch this weekend? I know it's late, fam, but I literally forgot to record Movie Monday. And I did watch some movies over the weekend that I was supposed to record. So, welcome to Movie Monday, a late edition of Movie Monday. And let's get into the two movies that I saw this weekend. First, I saw Book Club, starring Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candice Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen. I may be pronouncing names wrong, but you know how I am. Forgive me. It was an absolute joy to watch this movie. I needed this laugh so much this weekend. I mean, stress has been on level 10. Sometimes you need a comedy to just, you know, mellow yourself out and just chill. So this was it for me. I mean, when I watched this film, this was squad goals. Like, if I've ever seen them, this is what I am trying to be like when I get in my 60s. This right here. Book Club focuses on four lifelong friends have their lives forever changed after reading 50 Shades of Grey in their monthly book club. Now, I thought they were just reading the first book, but nah, bruh. They read the whole series in this movie. Now, I chose to watch this film because I am a fan of 50 Shades of Grey, and after watching the trailer for Book Club, I thought it would be like, you know, if Golden Girls took on 50 Shades of Grey, that's the scenario that I had in my mind. I was more curious of how the ladies would react to the S&M of the book. The entire time I was in the theater, we were laughing. I mean, I went by myself, but the theater was packed. And I didn't think the theater was going to be packed because this movie has been out for a minute. But the theater was packed. And so we were laughing so hard at all the jokes and jabs the ladies were delivering to each other. I mean, even the men who brought their significant others were cracking up. Like, I was sandwiched between two men, and I don't know if they were wives, girlfriends, whatever, their spouses, and they were cracking up just as much as I was cracking up. We were all enjoying it. I would definitely like to see this movie again and see the outtakes, because you know these women had to do some scenes over and over again. It was too funny for them not to have a ton of mess ups. This movie just reminded me that although we all age, it doesn't mean at a certain age you should give up on your dreams, sex, finding love, or being true to yourself. I am so looking forward to getting older, and heaven help us all if me and my girls are still living close to each other. We will be the group of women who will be the ratchet and life of the party clear into our golden years. It's gonna be a hot mess. I am here for it. I am ready. I am so ready for it. It's gonna be golden. It's gonna be golden. Yes, this movie is for the mature audience, but only because of the subject matter. It's what they're saying, not what they're doing, that makes it rated R. If you have seen Book Club, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the actual movie. Also, if you're in a book club, what are some of the favorite books you've discussed in your book club? Hit me up on social media or call in to my Google Voice. Leave your message at 615-249-8080. Now, let's remember, please keep these messages to like 60 seconds or less so that I could put it on this podcast. Now, the second movie I saw, it's an older one. It came out this year. It's called I Kill Giants. Now, just the title of it made it interesting to me. Because I was like, okay, you know, maybe this is like, you know, Jack the Giant Slayer. You know, I'm all about the beanstalk. You know, something like that. I was completely wrong, but that's what I thought going into this movie. Not what I expected at all, as I said. It had hidden meanings all through the movie, but we should get to that in a second. This movie stars Madison Wolf, Zoe Saldana, and Imogene Poots. I'm a little late on the uptake because this was actually released March 23rd of this year, and I'm just now seeing it, and it's almost June. Yeah, I know, but still I digress. The synopsis of it, a 12-year-old Barbara Thorson flees from reality, leaving an imaginary world of fantasy and magic where she fights with giants. Her family does not understand her, peers do not understand her, and she irritates teachers. An only recently moved here Sophia, her same age, trying to make friends with her. Now, they say that this chick was 12. I was looking at these people. This is just a side note. They look like they was in high school. And I mean, maybe she was just a young kid who just, you know, was really smart and was in high school. But they did not look like middle schoolers to me. That's just my observation. Everybody looked a little bit old. Not college old, but you know, like freshman, sophomore year old. That kind of thing. Because the bully, to me, looked like she was a junior. But I digress. Okay, first off, you really have to watch the whole entire movie to get it. There is no background story given on Barbara and why she's being raised by siblings or why she is as weird as she is. If you stick with the movie, you find out towards the end and a lot of stuff starts making more sense. Like, for real, more sense. You have to watch the entire movie. There is no get up and get bathroom breaks. You pause it and you come back. Don't miss something because it's gonna make more sense when you get towards the end. You gotta watch it from beginning to end, entirety. With that being said, the movie put me in a mood to tell the ones I truly love that I loved it. No one is promised tomorrow, and anybody's life could be over in just a quick second. Now, the movie is not a downer or depressing story. It's actually an adventure and a fantasy with a hidden message. Overall, it was pretty okay. Not really my cup of tea, but I did like the overall plot and message of the movie. Now, if you watched Kill Giants or read the graphic novel, let me know your thoughts. How did it stand up to the graphic novel? Did you like it or not like it? Hit me up on my social media or call into my Google Voice to leave your message at 615-249-8080. Now, please keep your messages to like 60 seconds or less so that I can post them. Y'all have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.